The recording has started. Love Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. This is the day, amen, that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. And we're just going to rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. We welcome you, praise God, amen, to another PNN, praise God, night. Amen. With us, praise God. Amen. A special occasion. Hallelujah. Amen. And we are so grateful, so honored. Amen, to be here tonight, praise God, amen. And we ask you, praise God, amen, to come on in, amen. Call your friend, call your neighbor, praise God, amen, to let them know that the Prayer News Network is on, praise God, amen. And this is not, praise God, a broadcast as usual, praise God, amen, but we got good things in store for you, praising God, amen. So we ask you, praise God, come on in and spend the night with us, praise God, amen, a couple hours with us, amen, and let's praise the Lord, praise God, amen. We're here to honor, praise God, amen, the founder, praise God, our visionary, glory to God, amen, a woman of God, hallelujah, amen, that is, amen, going all the way, praise God, amen. There's no stopping the curse, praise God, amen, to celebrate her birthday. Glory to God, amen. And we ask you, praise God, amen, to come on in, and be with us. Amen. Will there be songs, praise God, words of inspiration? Hallelujah. Amen. To honor, amen, this great woman of God. Amen. We often say we wish we could all be together. Praise God. And just roll out the red carpet. Amen. For Evangelist Bradley. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Because she deserved every bit of it. But while we're here, glory to God. Amen. We might as well. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Forgive me. My voice. Praise God. Look like, amen, something is trying to jump on. And glory to God. Amen. But we thank God that we are here. Glory to God. And we hope that you can hear me clearly. Glory to God. We are trying to talk. Praise God, as clearly as we can and loud as we can so you can hear us. Amen. Again, I want to say thank you to all of you, to all our advisors. Praise God. Amen. Internationally, praise God. Hallelujah. All over the world, we welcome you. Praise God. Amen. To the Prayer News Network. Praise God to be here tonight with us. Amen. And we're going to go ahead and get started. Amen on tonight. Praise God. So we ask you, praise God. Amen. Just pull your chair up. Glory to God. Amen. Down the phone. Come on in. Hallelujah. Amen. And let's enjoy Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Because he's due the praise. Amen. And we're going to ask, praise God. Amen. Glory to God. And missionary Dorothy Fan. Praise God. Amen. She's going to come. Praise God. Amen. And do our prayer for tonight. Amen. God bless you. Missionary
fan. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. We praise you right now, Lord God. We magnify you. We lift you up tonight, Lord God. We thank you, Master. We thank you right now, Lord God, for being so good and so kind to us. We lift you up tonight, Lord God, in the beautiness of holiness. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to look down upon us tonight, Lord God. Look upon this line on tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord God, to look upon each and every one of us, and we ask you to forgive us, Lord God, for all our sins, Lord God, all our iniquities, all our transgressions, Lord God, for everything that we may have said or done that just wasn't pleasing to you. We come tonight, Lord God, with a repentant heart, Lord God, asking you to forgive us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to help us, Lord God, and make us worthy, Lord God, to come before your throne tonight, in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, just to create in us a clean heart and renew that right spirit within us, Lord God. And we come tonight, Lord God, just to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness and your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness towards us tonight, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God. We appreciate you, Lord God, for how you've been so good to us, Lord God. And we come tonight, Lord God, celebrating, Lord God, this woman of God tonight, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we come tonight, Lord God, thanking you for ministering at Bradley, Lord God. This night, we come tonight, Lord God, thanking you, Lord God, for how, Lord God, you chose her, Lord God, to bring us to this point in time. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for how you came, Lord God, and you chose her, Lord God, almost 3 years now, Lord God, come to this line, Lord God, because you knew that we needed, Lord God, something extra, Lord God. You knew that we needed, Lord God, during the pandemic, Lord God. You knew that we was going to need a way out, Lord God. And we thank you right now, Lord God, for choosing her. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord God, you're so good to us, and you love us so much, Lord God, to you just loved us enough to bring her, Lord God, to this line, Lord God, and Lord God, instruct her, Lord God, what to do. And we just come tonight, Lord God, just to say thank you for her tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you for a willing vessel, Lord God, that say yes to you and yes to your will, Lord God. And we thank you for her tonight, Lord God. We come to celebrate her tonight, Lord God, this birthday, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, just to give you the praise for her on this night, Lord God. We thank you so much, Lord, for loving us enough, Lord God, not to leave us in the state that we was in, Lord God. We thank you right now, Lord God, for predestinating this night, Lord God, In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you right now. We glorify you, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, to help us, Lord God, to celebrate her tonight and let her know how much we do appreciate her, Lord God, and all the hard work that she do, Lord God. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you to move, Lord God, on her, Lord God, and help us to bless her, Lord God, mightily tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to continue to have your way in her life, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. However long, Lord God, the PNN, Lord God, would be on, Lord God, we come tonight asking you to continue to direct her, Lord God, continue to order her steps. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just want to say thank you so much for Minister and that Bradley tonight, Lord God. We glorify you, Lord God. We magnify you. We lift you up this night, Lord God. Strengthen the Lord God for the journey, Lord God. Strengthen the Lord God for the things to come, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, and we appreciate you so much, Lord God, because you knew that anybody couldn't do this, Lord God. You knew that you needed, Lord God, a willing vessel. And we thank you right now for this willing vessel tonight. In the name of Jesus, we just magnify you. We just glorify you, Lord God. Let this night be wonderful for her tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we glorify you right now. We magnify you. We lift you up this night because you are so worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, Jesus. Amen, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen, amen. You got to feel better now. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Prayer changes things. Amen. Hallelujah. And we are grateful, amen, for the prayer. Amen, missionary. Praise God, fan. And now we're getting ready to have our scripture reading. Amen, by Sister Mary Hollins. Bless you.
Praise the Lord. Giving honor to God, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to Evangelist Barnes, to our visionary Evangelist Bradley, to the PNN advisors, to the PNN prayer wards, and to all of our listeners near and far. Scripture reading will be coming from Proverbs, the 31st chapter, the 10th, the 17th through 21st, and the 25th through the 31st. Who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies? She girdeth her loins with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good, her cannon goes not out by night. She layeth her hand to the spindler, and her hands hold a distaff. Stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hand to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. Thrift and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Men and daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own work praise her in the gate. I have read to you the 31st Proverbs, the 10th chapter, the 17th through the 21st, and the 25th through the 31st. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and the doers of his holy word. And I'd just like to say to Evangelist Brother that we are just so overjoyed that the Lord has chosen you for this PNN prayer line. You have shown your dedication and your commitment time and time again. And I'd just like to say happy birthday, and I hope you had a very, very blessed day.
Amen, amen. Thank you, amen, Sister Mary. Praise God, amen, for the scripture. Praise God on tonight. Amen. Who can find? Glory to God. Amen. The virtuous woman. Amen. And we get ready to come back. Praise God. Amen. With a song. Praise God. Amen. By Sister Kimberly D. Amen. Glory to God. Let's receive her with a praise of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. line. Just match star 6. Amen. Sister Kimberly D.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you.
Amen. We do honor the Lord for our being here. We were grateful for this opportunity. We want to give a special shout out to our honoree tonight, Evangelist Brett. We want to say happy birthday, and we ask that you pray with me as I sing this song. I love you, Lord, and I live my to worship you, oh, my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King,
that's why my heart is
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. How many can say amen? I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. I love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. We praise the Lord tonight. Amen. Thank you, Sister Kimberly. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Amen. For a beautiful song. Praise God. Amen. On tonight. Celebrating. Praise God. Amen. The woman of God. Amen. Happy birthday to you, Evangelist Bradley. Glory to God. Amen. And we just want you, praise God, to sit back, relax. Hallelujah. Amen. And just enjoy your day. Glory to God. Amen. So we praise the Lord today. Praise God. And just in case some of you have just came on, praise God. Amen. And we're going to give you, praise God, amen, the occasion. Hallelujah. Amen. Wow. Praise God. Amen. While we're singing, while we're celebrating, praising God. Amen. And we're going to ask, praise God, amen, if Minister, amen, Brooke of Praise God, amen, will come. Amen. At this time, praise God, amen, and give you and give us, amen, the occasion, amen, for tonight. God bless you, amen, Minister Booker.
Bless you, Evangelist Barnes. Bless you, bless you. God bless each of you all tonight. We do magnify the name of the Lord tonight because he's great, and he's greatly to be praised. We glorify the Lord for this special occasion tonight. This special event, we come to celebrate. We come to celebrate. Come to celebrate. Minister, evangelist, Annette Bradley, visionary, Annette Bradley. We come tonight just to celebrate this special day that the Lord has made, that we can come tonight and to celebrate this great woman of God for the great work she's doing in the earth and that choice anointing that God has placed upon her to do a great work. But this is about celebrating the woman, Bradley.
Yeah.
The occasion tonight is Let us bless this woman of God with joy. This is a birthday, right? This is a birthday. And on the birthday, in celebration of birthdays, the occasion is to give gifts. We come together that we may bless, we may honor, and we may give gifts and praise it at her feet, Cash App, or her Zelle, or her PayPal, or her mailing address. The occasion tonight is to bless Minister Bradley with your monetary gift. That is the occasion to celebrate, to honor, and to be a blessing to this great woman of God tonight. We bless you, Minister Bradley. We love you, and we adore you. And we are so thankful to God that he allowed you to cross paths with me. You're such a great blessing. You're such a great blessing. You're such a great blessing. And happy birthday to you. Pray and hope you have many, many, many more. God bless you continually. God bless the work of your hands. And God bless wherever your feet thread the occasion tonight. Deal with joy to this great woman of God. This is our occasion to celebrate this great woman of God. In the name of Jesus, be blessed now.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Amen, Minister Brooker. Praise God. Amen. I don't think it could be said any better. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. For tonight's celebration. Amen. Evangelist Annette Bradley. Praising God. Amen. And we praise the Lord for this woman of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. She has been a blessing. Amen. To me, my family. Praise God, amen. Glory to God, amen. To pick me up, praise God, when I didn't even feel like going. Hallelujah, amen. But one night, one Sunday night, praising God, amen. The PNN was on, amen. And we was looking for something, praise God, because we was empty. Hallelujah, we needed something, praise God. We knew who Jesus was, amen. But at that time, it was the pandemic, praise God. It looked like things were going on, praise God. But one Sunday night, praise God, amen, we tuned in, praise God, to the PNN Prayer News Network, amen. And oh, what a change in my life. Glory to God, amen. And we praise the Lord for Evangelist Bradley, praise God, tonight for her work, amen, the hands, amen, and all that she is doing, praise God, amen. And we're going to praise God, amen, act, amen, and minister, praising God, amen, as a visionary, praise God, amen. Different ones will come, praise God, amen, and let her know, praise God, amen, how important, how she has blessed them, praise God, and what she means to them, praising God, amen, and as a visionary, praise God, amen, we're going to ask, amen, Minister Emmanuel, glory to God, amen, will come, amen, at this time, praise God, amen, and share with us, amen, glory to God, of Evangelist Bradley, amen, as a visionary. God bless you, Minister Emmanuel.
Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Bonds. Amen. To our co-hosts, to all of God's people, amen. To the honoree of the hour, amen. We give God praise. We give God all the glory. Amen. For the great things that he has done. And truly, somebody said, this is the Lord's doings and it's marvelous in our eyes. And I praise God, amen, even for this opportunity just to speak a word in behalf, amen, of our visionary, Evangelist Annette Bradley. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Because truly God has blessed her. Amen. To be able to do a great work for his kingdom. Amen. A great work for the Lord. Amen. Everybody can't say that they were successful during the pandemic. Some people laid around idle. Some people laid around and couldn't find anything to do. But praise God. One day God began to give her a vision. Amen. And God began to breathe upon the vision. And God began to enlarge her coast, enlarge her territory. Amen. God gives the increase. Amen. And God has proven himself even, amen, in this occasion, amen, of the Prayer News Network Global coming into existence. Amen. It started out, amen, as a seed being planted in the earth. But God began to water that seed, and God began to give that seed an increase. Amen. And because of that, amen, the word of God, amen, has been going all around the world, from nation to nation, country to country, amen, from heart to heart and mind to mind, amen. And we bless God tonight for that, amen. And one thing about it, amen, she had a vision and she acted upon it, amen. She didn't just have a vision and not do anything about it, but she got up and she stepped out in faith, amen, began to put her confidence in God. Amen. Not leaning to her own understanding, but in all her ways, she began to acknowledge God, and God began to direct her path. Amen. And because of that, amen, you and I, we're here tonight because of that vision. Amen. God has engrafted us into this vision and made us be partakers, amen, of his holiness. Glory be to God. And I praise God for that tonight. Amen. God is so awesome. God, he can take a small thing. Amen. Something that seems so small unto us. Amen. Something that seems so insignificant. Amen. And we don't see the big picture. Amen. At that moment, but God began to set his approval upon it. God began to bless it. Amen. And everybody knows that this is the work of the Lord. Amen. This is where we stand tonight. Amen. That everybody knows that this is the Lord's doing and it's marvelous in our eyes. So we just praise God for the woman of God. Amen. We want to commend you. Amen. Amen. For your work's sake, for your labor of love. Amen. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know, your labor is not in vain. And I begin to think about Moses. Amen. Come, amen. In the book of Numbers, the Lord began to bring Moses to my mind, even concerning the visionary. Amen. Numbers, amen. The 11th chapter. Amen. About verses, amen, amen, 10 on down, where Moses began to talk to the Lord. Amen. And Moses began to feel overwhelmed, amen, with the people, the children leading them. And Moses began to ask God, and Moses began to say to the Lord, Lord, amen, this is a great people. Amen. I myself cannot do this alone. Amen. I need, amen, help. I need, amen, you, O God. And God began to instruct Moses what to do. God began to tell Moses, amen, choose you out, amen, a few good men, amen, that they may help you to carry the burden, that they may help you, amen, to minister to the people of God. Amen. The same with Evangelist Bradley tonight. Amen. This vision has gotten, amen, bigger than, no doubt, what you had thought it was going to get. Amen. But God began to send help along the way. Amen. God began to send arm bearers to come, amen, to help support the work of the Lord and see to it that the work of the Lord go on. Amen. Knowing that you're not in this battle alone. Amen. This battle is not yours, but this battle belongs unto the Lord. Amen. And God's going to take up the fight. Amen. He never lost a battle. Amen. And he never will. Amen. Victory belongs unto us today. Amen. So we praise God. Amen. Know that God is with you. Know that God, he's a very present help, even in trouble. Amen. Sometimes it seems like you're overwhelmed. Sometimes it seems like, amen, the load is too much. And the load get mighty heavy. But one thing about it, God's got a ram in the thicket. Hallelujah. God's got a way that's mighty sweet. And God, he knows how to deliver on time. Amen. He'll send help just when we need it the most. Glory be to God. So we just praise God for this opportunity. Amen. Thank God for giving you a vision. Amen. Your vision has blessed so many people. Your vision has touched so many lives. Amen. You won't even know in full how many lives and how many souls have been touched through this ministry. But know for sure that your labor is not in vain, and know for a surety that God, amen, is using you in a great way. So we want to encourage you to continue to drive and go forward. Amen. Slack not thy rod. Hallelujah. Don't stop, but keep on going in the name of the Lord, because God got a crown of eternal life, amen, waiting just for you. We love you, woman of God. Amen. We appreciate you. Blessings be unto you in Jesus' name. God bless you.
Amen. 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 Thank you. Amen, Minister Emmanuel. Amen. Talking about, amen, the visionary. Praise God. Amen. To where, amen, she didn't stop. Glory to God. Amen. God laid it up on her heart. Amen. And it came at a needy time. Glory to God. Amen. And he was saying, praise God. Amen. You have touched so many lives. Amen. Your word, your smile. Amen. Your prayers. Praise God. Amen. Just being, praise God. Amen. In the place on the Prayer News Network. Praise God. Amen. Amen. So we do. We praise the Lord for you. Hallelujah. Thank you again. Amen. Evangelist. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Evangelist Bradley. Amen. And also, amen. Amen. Minister Emmanuel talking about, praise God. Amen. The vision. Nary, praise God. Amen. And we're going to ask, praise God, Sister Gwen Reed. She's going to come, amen, and talk to us, amen, as a sister. Amen. A sister. Amen. God bless you, Sister Gwen. Amen. Amen. Sister Gwen Reed. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. This mesh starts 6. Amen. We may have to come back to Sister Gwen. Amen. Amen. But as she's, amen, getting ready to approach, praise God, amen, the platform, amen, we're going to ask, praise God, amen, if Brother Trey Darius, amen, will come, amen, and bless us, amen, with the song. Amen. God bless you, Trey Darius Robinson. God bless you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. I do give honor to God, who's the head of my life, to the honoree sister, visionary, missionary, and at Bradley, who was such a sweet spirit. I'm so thankful to meet her. I ask that you all pray as I sing this song. Sometimes it feels cold and you feel all alone, but hold on, better days are coming. It can be rough in this world, I know it ain't easy, but hang on in there, 'cause I know better days are coming. You seem good, you seem bad, you've been happy and sad, but just remember to hang on in there, 'cause I know better days are coming. Friends will leave you all by yourself, but don't cry, 'cause better days are coming. Better days are coming. Better days are coming. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen, Brother Robinson. Praise God. Amen. How many know? Amen. Better days are coming. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We know, praise God. Amen. We're going through some things. Hallelujah. But you got to get up in your mind to know better days are coming. Amen. And we know, praise God, some days, amen, Bandit Bradley, praise God, amen, I have to encourage, amen, herself, praise God, amen, to keep on keeping on, praise God. Better days, amen, are coming. Amen. Thank you. Amen. We're going to go back, praise God, amen, to Sister. Amen. As a sister, Sister Gwen Reed, amen, as she joined us tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. If not, praise God. Amen. We're going to go as a friend. Glory to God. Amen. As a friend. Amen. And Evangelist Bradley, praise God, is definitely a friend. Hallelujah. Amen. Definitely a friend, a true friend. Amen. But we're going to ask, praise God, amen, Evangelist Mary Salter, praise God, will come, amen, at this time, amen, and talk to us, amen, as a friend. Amen. Evangelist Bradley, praise God. Amen. Sister Mary. Amen. Evangelist. Going to move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Tell somebody, amen, better days are coming. Hallelujah. We can't give up now.
She's on, Evangelist.
Okay. All right. Amen. Bless you. Amen, Sister Gwen. Amen. Evangelist. Amen. Evangelist. Amen.
Okay, we're trying to get Evangelist Salters on the platform.
Okay.
She's on. Take your phone off of mute, Evangelist. Evangelist Salters. Okay, let's see if we can get her again. Okay, press star 6, Evangelist Salters. Star 6 again. Okay, now you should be on. Check to make sure your phone is not on mute. Take your phone off of mute.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. I apologize for that. I had my phone muted. Please forgive me. I am so sorry.
All right.
God bless you, Evangelist Bones.
God bless you. Thank you.
It's such an honor to be here, such a privilege and an honor and such a pleasure to be on this line tonight. I just thank God for being able to say something about my dear friend. The visionary of the PNN network tonight. I'm just so honored. I don't know what to say, but it's a great privilege to be here. It's such a great privilege to be here. My friend and I, we've been knowing each other now for, probably 28 years or longer. And we both came to know the Lord around about the same time. And I tell you, the first time I met my friend and met Bradley, it was something different about her. And I did not know at the time what it was. But as I've grown to know her, it's the Spirit of the Lord that dwells on the inside of her. It's the Holy Ghost power and fire that dwells on the inside of her. And I was sitting and I was listening to what everybody was saying, and they had so many wonderful things to say. And I was thinking to myself, Lord, when we met, she loved to sing. As everybody knows, she loved to sing. But there was a couple of songs that she would sing. And one of those songs, if I could sing Evangelist Bonds, I would sing it to the tip top of my voice.
Yes,
because her spirit and the fire that she used when she sang was such an anointing within it. And one of those songs was, Without God, I Could Do Nothing.
Yes, God.
And the other one was, Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
And I thought to myself, Lord, if I could sing half as good as she could, if I could just sing as half as good as she could, I would just wreck the house. But you know, God knows who to give what to.
Yes.
And I tell you, I'm so privileged and honored, Annette, to know you for all this time. I want to say to the prayer line, I don't have sisters and brothers. Hallelujah. I don't have a sister or a brother that's biological. But God sent you in my life, spiritual sister. And I'm so thankful. We don't talk every day. We don't talk every month. But you know what, Evangelist Bonds?
Yes, ma'am.
Found a friend in Annette that no matter what, off. Hallelujah. No matter where we left off, if it's 2 months done past, wherever we left off, right back up. We can laugh. We can laugh, and we can have so much joy, so much Holy Ghost power. You can feel the anointing of God in our conversation. It's just like God is with us as we communicate. And Annette Bradley, I say to you, evening. I love you. I love you with the love of Jesus. I can remember Minister Barnes, Evangelist Barnes. I remember me and Annette went into a prayer meeting one day at her house, and I may have said this once before on the press line, but we went into prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We went into prayer at her home. And as we were praying,
yes,
don't she remember this, but as we were praying, God gave her a song, and that song was, God is looking for real people.
Hallelujah.
Ha. Hey, God, I thank you. God is looking for real people. When we got up off the floor, because we were on the floor by this point, Minister Barnes, we were laying out on the floor prostrate before the Lord, because we were trying to seek God for something. We were looking for God to do something in us.
Mm.
We were hungry. We were hungry. We were hungry for the Spirit of the living God. We were hungry. When she got up, she said to me, she said, Sister Mary, she said, let me tell you. She said, I'm going to go around the world.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to go around the world. I said, what you mean you're going to go around the world?
Mm-hmm.
God is going to take me around the world.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Father,
Lord.
And that Bradley, say to you, hallelujah. We were thinking, actually so around the world.
Yes.
We were thinking in our mind, but little did we know, you are reaching people all over the world. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
You are reaching people in Uganda. You are reaching people in New Zealand.
Yes.
You are reaching people in Florida. You are reaching people in New York City, and that ain't all. But I say to you, my sister, I heard you tonight that have not been told.
Hallelujah.
Bless the name of the Lord. And if I could say to you tonight, my sister, keep on doing what the Lord has called you to do. Hold up the bloodstained banner of Jesus. Because God's sister is looking for real people. Hayaba. It's looking for real people. And I thank you for being my sister in Christ. I thank you for loving me. I thank you for what you would say to me, now, sis, always hear you say. And that will bring me back to my mind.
Yes, yes.
That I got someone that loves me. And care about me, because everybody's not your sister. Everybody's not your friend. But the Bible says, he that findeth a friend that will stick closer to you than your brother. I don't have a brother. I have a sister. But I say to you tonight, my friend, thank God for you. Happy birthday to you. Thank God for the work that you're doing.
Yes.
Because everybody can't do it. Everybody's not equipped to do it, but God chose you, Evangelist Visionary Bradley, to do the work of the Lord. And I'm so happy tonight to be a part of this. I say to you, happy birthday, live long, enjoy life, and do what God has called you to do. You all be blessed, and thank you, Evangelist Barnes, for allowing me to be able to say this to my friends. I love you.
Amen. Hallelujah. What words. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Evangelist. Amen. Mary. Talk to praise God. Amen. Talking as praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. As a friend. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. As you said, amen, it's hard to find true friends. Praise God. Amen. Sometimes they'll use you till they use you up. Amen. But thank God. Amen, for true friends, praise God, amen. Evangelist Bradley, glory to God, amen. She, yes, 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 amen. She'll be there, glory to God, amen. Not only will she be there, praise God, amen, amen, but she will travel, glory to God, amen. So I thank God, amen, for her, praise God, amen, for all the, amen, all what our ears have heard tonight. Praise God, we thank God tonight, praise God, amen, and we're going to ask, amen, amen, as a minister, praise God, amen. It costs, praise God, amen. Do it, amen, the work of the Lord, praise God, amen. But you got to love what you're doing. And Evangelist Bradley, she loves what she does. Hallelujah, amen. She loves what she does, amen. And we're going to ask, praise God, amen, as a minister, praise God, and Prophet Queenston Ephraim, praise God, amen, will come at this time, amen, words of encouragement. God bless you, Apostle, Prophet.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and God bless you on the PNN. God bless you, Evangelist Bradley, and happy birthday to you. People of God, this is just a sweet honor just to be able to speak on the woman of God as a minister. I will say this, just a little backdrop. Several years back, we connected on Facebook. One of the saints that goes to our ministry is a longtime friend of Evangelist Bradley. And by way of her, we were able to be connected on social media. And I work in the hospital, and one day Evangelist Bradley was visiting a family member. And while she was visiting the family member, she walked into the unit, and I saw her, and she saw me, and we just both lit up because that was our first time seeing each other in person. And immediately at that point, our spirits definitely connected. And from there, we have remained in contact, and we have fellowship together. And as a minister, we know that that word means to serve or a servant. And not only have we fellowship together, but people of God, I can truly say that the woman of God and I, we have been able to work together and minister together. We've been able to preach alongside one another. We've been able to pray souls through and deliverance together. Praise God, she's traveled with us to do revival and stand on the corner with a sign telling people to pull over for prayer. That is a servant's heart, praise God, to see people drawn to the Father, even when no camera or microphone is in your hand. Someone that's saying, hey, come and know the man that I know. Come and see the man Jesus. And so I want to encourage the woman of God today to continue in the work of the Lord that he has entrusted your hands with. And I want you to know that what you're doing is valuable to God's people, and it is valuable to the kingdom of God. Keep serving, woman of God. I look forward to hearing the word of God that continually flows out of your mouth and the work of the ministry that flows from your hands. And as the people of God have said before, you started in a time where the world was in crisis, and God has breathed on this ministry so that it was able to go around the world. And I thank you, woman of God, for allowing my voice to be heard on such a network. So continue serving God and continue serving his people. Happy birthday again. I love you, woman of God. God bless you, people of God.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Prophet Queenston, praise God. Ephraim, praise God. Amen. Encouraging. Amen. Evangelist Bradley, praise God, to keep on. Keep it on, praise God, amen. When I tell you, you see her, praise God, come in contact with her, praise God, amen. You'll never be the same, praise God, amen. So we praise the Lord tonight, amen. And we're going to ask, amen, hallelujah, as a sister, amen, Sister Gwen Reed, praise God, amen, is ready, amen, amen. So we're getting ready to hear, amen, as a sister. What is it like as a sister, amen? God bless you, Sister Gwen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hi, this is Sister Gwen. I'm calling to speak as a sister about my physical sister and my spiritual sister, Evangelist Bradley. And I try to think of what am I going to say, what am I going to say, but I can't tell nothing but the truth. All my natural life, I've known her as the one to step up and stand out if anyone needed anything, especially prayer. A true prayer warrior from as far as I can remember back. Has been totally dedicated to following the Lord as far as I can remember back. I haven't seen any sidestepping, and thank the Lord for that, because a lot of some, unfortunately, don't walk that path like she's walking that path. I would like to thank the Lord for her being my spiritual mentor, past, present, and future. And I would like to let her know I love her dearly and thank her for everything she's ever did, all the words of wisdom, all the uplifting, even when I wasn't where I am now, when I needed it most.
she always had the words, the exact words I needed to hear. And I would like to acknowledge also that her being the visionary of PNN is so awesome, because all of us need exactly what we get off of this line when we call this line. I love you, Annette, and happy, happy birthday, and many, many more. In Jesus' most righteous name, I love you.
Amen. Amen. What word? Praise God. Amen. Sister. Amen. Telling her sister she loved her. Praise God. Amen. And as she say, amen, I never seen her walk sideways. Amen. Not needed or whatever. Praise God. Amen. She teaches. Amen. Word to God what she lives. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we thank God. Amen. For you, Sister Gwen. Thank you. Glory to God. Amen. And we're going to get ready to praise God. Amen. A song. Glory to God. Amen. My sister Robin Jackson. Praise God. Praise the Lord, woman of God.
Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary. For you, it is you, Lord, who came to save the heart and soul of every man. It is you, Lord, who know my weakness. Give me strength with thine own hand. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, bright and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lead me on, Lord, from temptation. Purify me from within. My heart with your Holy Spirit, take away all my sins. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, bright and true. With thanksgiving, I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Sanctuary for you. Sanctuary.
Happy birthday, my sister. I love you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Robin. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Hallelujah. Amen. Live and true. Glory to God. Amen. And we thank the Lord tonight. Amen. I don't know about you, but we are enjoying Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Don't forget, praise God. Amen. As Minister Brooker, amen, had gave us, praise God, the zeal. Amen. The gift, the cash app, praise God. Amen. Gift of prayer. Hallelujah. Amen. Either the U.S. Mail Post Box 2281 Quincy, Florida. Amen. 32353. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. We want her to hear some clean, clean. Amen. And the amen. Cash app just going crazy. Glory to God. Amen. Want to bless the woman of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And we're excited. Amen. About what the Lord is doing, where the Lord is going to take her. Glory to God. Amen. At this time, praise God. Amen. The countries, amen, that's just reaching. The PNN, praise God. Amen. It is 100. Praise God. Amen. Countries that the PNN, glory to God. Amen. Is reaching. Hallelujah. Amen. Somebody's getting saved. Amen. Somebody's being delivered. Hallelujah. Amen. I heard somebody say, praise God, you would never know. Hallelujah. All the peoples, amen. Glory to God that is reaching out for the prayer news network, praise God. Amen. To bring about a change. Hallelujah. In their lives. Amen. Evangelist Bradley, keep on keeping on. Praise God. Amen. God. Amen. Glory to God. Got something. Amen. For you. Glory to God. Amen. And we thank God again tonight. Glory to God. Amen. And we're going to get ready to call. Praise God. Amen. Words of encouragement. Praise God. Amen. My prophet, Virgil Postel. Amen. Let's receive it, my friend. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. And we thank God for all that he is doing in the woman of God's life. We thank God for all of you. Your respectful places, we give God praise and honor for our celestial intercessor, Apostle, late Apostle Dr. S. James. We honor Bishop Katie Tenna. Also give honor and praise to Apostle Samuel Huggins James. I want to give this opportunity to really just thank God for my big sister. The woman of God is such an encouragement to me, and I really, really thank God for her ministry. Thank God for what she's doing in the work of the kingdom and what God is using her to do to impact the lives of individuals around the globe. Listen, it takes a special person to give up themselves a great sacrifice to be able to serve in such a great capacity. And if I could just have anything to really say to encourage the woman of God in all this work and labor, because it gets tedious, it's a daunting job. Sometimes it's rough. Sometimes you stand before the people and you say, God, I don't know what's going to happen, where it's going to go. But I want to encourage you tonight. Amen. I want to encourage you tonight because you have encouraged me so much. Sometimes I come or reach out and say, send me the message to the PNN or send me a link to the PNN just to hear a word. I mean, you give out so much of yourself and you just want to hear a word from the Lord. And I can find a word, a fresh rhema word here. Amen. I've preached in many places, saints of God. And I've traveled and I've preached in revival in many states. But sometimes you have to be fed. You have to be poured back into. You have to be built up yourself. And this is a place that's been created. And I remember telling a woman of God some time ago that many places, this is a place where many pastors, many men and women of God can be safe, where they can come and get fed spiritually, where they can hide themselves and lay their head down when nobody's going to reach and say, you know, we need you to prophesy, we need you to preach. But this is a safe place for a lot of clergymen and a lot of prophets and apostles to come and hide out that they can be poured into spiritually. But I'm going to borrow your attention for just a few moments. Amen. I'm not going to prolong the time at all, but just a few moments. If you turn to Ruth for me really quickly, and just a few moments, I just want to share something with the woman of God tonight. Amen. Ruth chapter 2 and verse 12 and 13. And it reads, the Lord recompense thy work and a full reward be given thee of the Lord, God of Israel. Under those wings thou art come to trust. Then she said, let me favor in thy sight, my Lord, for thou hast comforted me, and for that thou hast spoken friendly unto thine handmaid. Though I be not like unto one of thine handmaids. And Numbers chapter 23 in verse 15. And he said unto Balak, stand here by the burnt offering while I meet the Lord yonder. And the Lord met Balaam and put a word in his mouth and said, go again unto Balak and say thus. And when he came to him, behold, he stood by his burnt offering and the princes of Moab with him. Balak said unto him, what have the Lord spoke? And he took up his parable and said, rise up, Balak, and hear. Hearken unto me, thy son of Zippor. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Have he said it, and shall he not do it? Or have he spoken, and shall he not make it good? Behold, I have received command to bless, and he have blessed, and I cannot reverse it. I want to simply say to the woman of God tonight, really encourage the woman of God tonight to let her know that you are in your reaping season. You have sold into many people. Y'all don't matter. I just minister to the woman of God for a few minutes.
Go ahead.
You have sold into many people. You have given into many people. And even tonight when I was standing just inside the tabernacle, inside of my own church, listening to the words of others speaking and pouring into your life, I kept hearing, you know, the words my grandmother would always say, give me my flowers while I will live. But above all of that I heard the Lord say, it's time to shift. He said, it's time to shift, because what he's getting ready to do in your life is greater than what he's already started. But there's an even greater work that's coming, and there's a people that are coming, and these people that are coming, they're going to come with real needs. See, many times God will give us a baby, and that baby seems like it gets a little mature and older that it can stand on its own. And so we tend to let the baby just move on autopilot. And then those that help us raise the baby are called midwives. And sometimes the midwives step away from the baby before the baby matures, and we have to catch the baby before it falls. Y'all don't hear me. It's just like with Mephibosheth. Mephibosheth now would never hit the ground had he had the right kind of caretaker. And so sometimes we have midwives in our ministry. We have midwives, woman of God, helping us carry the load, carry the burden. And sometimes we lead the midwives to tend the doors, to tend the baby. And the midwives tend to see the baby be independent. And as they see the baby be independent, they step away for a split moment, and the baby stumbles and falls, but we have to catch it before it hit the ground. But in this season, the Lord is saying he's shifting your ministry. He's shifting your ministry in such a way that people are going to look at you and wonder what is going on the PNE. Because the Lord is getting ready to send this ministry into a whirlwind. There's a lot that I could say, but a lot that I need not say in this open atmosphere because of the ears. But just so you know, the Lord has already approved some deals, some plans. He's already in the working to loose up. He's already signed, sealed, and delivered. And there'll be no warfare. There'll be no fight. There'll be no tension. And even though it looks like things are moving a little slow and things are a little delayed, God said it's going to move. And when it moves, it's going to move so fast, you're going to have to catch up with it, because he's shifting you. And he's shifting you because you're not only redeeming time, but God said he's going to honor some things that you prayed out of your mouth and stuff that you spoke out of your mouth. This thing is bigger than you, woman of God. It is much bigger than you, and it's going to require an even larger team. And because of that, the Lord is going to send you help from the sanctuary. And tonight I want to encourage you and let you know that your labor is not in vain, that everything that you're doing in the earth is to change lives and change souls. And because that, God is going to reward you for everything you've done, for your time, the sacrifice you put in. God said your labor is not in vain. Your labor is not in vain. And so as the Bible said, when Moses get tired, Aaron and Hur came to lift up his arms. Tonight we come to lift up your arms. We come to pray and strengthen the woman of God. We know it's your birthday. We come to celebrate you, but more importantly, we come to pray and lift up your arms. You could have been at Applebee's. You could have been at Red Lobster tonight. You could have been at Bonefish and Grill. You could have been sick with your family, but you are in the presence of God.
You are in the place where the Spirit of God dwells. And because of that, we're going to lift up your arms tonight.
Yes.
We gonna, if y'all don't mind, we're going to lift up the woman of God's arm, because even in the day that she should be being celebrated by her family and close friends, she is in the house of God. She is in the place of worship. So come on, just wherever you are, just begin to pray that God will strengthen this woman of God, that he will begin to pour back into her. That he begin to pour back into everything that she's given out. So, Father, we thank you for the woman of God on tonight, oh, God. We thank you, oh, God, for the dual work that she does in the kingdom, not just on the P&E, but the work that she does of evangelism, the work, oh, God, in the ministries of health, Father. We pray that you will strengthen her body, strengthen her life, oh, God. We pray that you will add extra years onto her life, God, because ministry takes years from you. It takes years off of your life, Father. So, God, we pray even now in the name of Jesus, that God, that you will empower her life. You will strengthen her even now, God, as she travels up and down the dangerous highways and provide for her life financially, God, with work, God. We pray that you will strengthen her even now in the name of Jesus. We bind every demonic attack, every assignment of the enemy. We cancel it now in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare, God, no weapon formed against her shall prosper. We've got to not only celebrate people with flowers, but we got to celebrate them in prayer. Amen. We got to celebrate them in prayer, because let me tell you something, without proper coverage, people will begin to faint in this fold of ministry. Let me tell you something, if you don't have the right staff on your side, you become weary in the battle. But because the woman of God has the right team, she has people praying for her, lifting up her arms. Amen. We thank God for her on tonight. We bless the Lord for everything that she's doing in the kingdom. Her labor is not in vain. Woman of God, your labor is not in vain. You are a great encouragement to men and women of God across the world. For those, every nation that this broadcast has heard, been heard in, it has had a way of impacting leaders, impacting men and women of God. You are drawing people, large and great, from those that are in the cloth and those that are not in the cloth. You are drawing people. You have an anointing to draw the people in. Bring all the gifts in one place and let them be cultivated. I thank God for you. I thank God for your obedience. I thank God for this open door, this opportunity. I thank God for you even telling God yes. Because of you, this is the way it should be. And so, woman of God, I have been commissioned by God to speak blessings over your life, and they cannot be rescinded. There's no devil in hell can stop what's coming to your life next, because it's going to be even greater from here. You be encouraged, woman of God. Stay strong in the power of God's might. I don't know if I was supposed to preach, but I'm going to give you what I got. Amen. You stay strong in the power of God's might. You hear me, woman of God? Stay strong. Don't become weary in well-doing. Don't get weary in well-doing. Hear me when I say that. Don't get weary in well-doing. Some days, it's going to look rough. Some days it's going to be hard. Don't get weary in well-doing. It's going to be sometimes people say they got your back, and they're going to be the ones to walk away. But don't get weary in well-doing. Don't get weary in well-doing. I told my son today that I was sitting a couple of days ago, and the Lord spoke to me. He said, the replacement have an order. God is shifting people out of these positions that they shouldn't be in. They're placeholders, not servants. They're placeholders. Woman of God, they're placeholders. They're just, they're occupying air, not serving, not working, not laboring. But God said, don't be weary in well-doing, because God going to reward you for everything you have done, everything you have done. This is your reaping season. Everything that you have sold out is getting ready to come back to you, even finances that you sold out. Things that you've given unto people who come to you in dire need, God said he's going to reward you. He's going to reward you for your faithfulness and for your heart. And because of that, the Lord will increase everything that you have. Doors will open for you, and he will give you options in this next season. The Lord said he's going to give you options in places that you have never thought that you had options in, but he's going to give you options to be able to walk through doors that many have to work 10 times as hard to get through. He said you're going to walk through those doors. And not only walk through those doors, but you're going to be given the first dibs, first options for raises, promotions, and positions.
This is your season to shine and to be blessed. I love you, my sister. I love you, woman of God. And I will be back on the PNN soon. Amen. God bless you all. I thank you all so much for this opportunity. I didn't want to prolong the time because we have been in such a long time. But, amen, just want to be on to be a part, to let the woman of God know I love her and let you all know that it's getting ready to be a shift.
Amen.
To hit this line, let me tell you, the power of God that's getting ready to shift the whole structure of this ministry is going to be mind-blowing. You hear me? It's getting ready to be a revival breakout on this line. And it's going to spill over into a building. Y'all don't hear me in here. I said it's getting ready to be a revival breakout on this line. And it's going to spill over into a building, meaning that it ain't going to be on the line forever. God, you're going to spill. This thing is going to burst through the scene. And it's going to require to be in the building. But you all got to be in position because this shift is coming. And it's coming fast. It's coming very fast. Be prepared for the shift. Saints of God, pray for me as I pray for you. Woman of God, I love you. I give you your flowers while you live. Amen. There's no need to trying to bring flowers while you're silent and resting, but I bring them while you live. I love you, my sister. Thank God for you. Keep doing the work of the kingdom because you are definitely needed to survive. God bless you all tonight.
Amen. Amen. What words of encouragement. Praise God. Get ready. Praise God. Amen. The Lord is doing it. The shift is coming. Glory to God. Amen. Apostle said, praise God. Amen. Prophet said, we got to be in place. Glory to God. Amen. Got to be in place. Glory to God. Amen. It's Evangelist Bradley. God bless you again, my sister. Glory to God. Amen. We just praise the Lord for you. Praise God. Amen. On tonight. Amen. All the words of encouragement. Glory to God. Amen. I know she probably just sitting. Praise God. Amen. With tears flowing. Amen. Glory to God. But my mind go back. Praise God. Amen. To her mother. Glory to God. Amen. I think we had that was during her birthday. Praise God. Amen. The mother was saying, amen. She was saying, talking about her daughter. Amen. And the word that stuck out with me. Amen. And she reminds me of my mom that said, praise God. She said, Annette wasn't a bad child. Amen. Glory to God. She was not a bad child. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank the Lord for her. Amen. Eyes haven't seen. Praise God. All that the Lord has in store for her. Praise God. Amen. And we just thank the Lord. Amen. For the ship and where he's taken her to. Praise God. Amen. And to say amen. I just want to be on board. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank the Lord tonight. Amen. Again for Prophet. Amen. Postel. Praise God, words of encouragement. Glory to God. Amen. And we had another, amen, friend to come in. Praise God. She just wanted to, amen, be part, amen, of this birthday celebration. Amen, tonight. Praise God. Then after her, praise God, amen, we're going to sing happy birthday. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. As we say amen, we wish amen, that we could be in a place where we can just celebrate her, overwhelm her with love, gifts, amen, flowers, amen, as they say, give me my flowers while I can smell them, praise God, amen, but that time is going to come, praise God, where we can just shower her, praise God, amen, meet our brothers and sisters who we never seen, amen, but we're going to ask, praise God, Evangelist Biggs, amen, if she would come tonight, Evangelist Bradley, amen, she wanted to come tonight, praise God, amen, and just say something or just say amen tonight and let you know that she loves you very much, amen. God bless you, amen. Evangelist Biggs.
Thank you, Evangelist Bonds.
We
give great
you.
Honor to God on tonight. Thank God so much for this awesome, awesome, awesome occasion for such a great woman as Evangelist Bradley. I'm not going to hold you long. I want to say this. I had had surgery, and I had two surgeries in the same week.
Yeah.
And I was sitting in my recliner, and I had a hole in my stomach. I could see all the way through my stomach. And I was in so much pain that I actually could not pray.
Mm-hmm.
But this woman of God called me at the exact time when that pain was at an all-time high. And I tell you, she prayed, oh, my God.
Yes, God.
She prayed the pain away.
Yes, God.
I will forever be grateful.
Yes, God.
It's an honor to have a woman of prayer.
Yes.
Not a gossiper, but a woman of the gospel. And I'm so honored to have you in my life. And I just want to sing happy birthday.
Yes, God.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Evangelist Bradley. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, woman of God. Happy birthday to you. We love you, woman of God. We love you, woman of God. We love you, woman of God. Happy birthday. Hallelujah, God. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. We love you, sweetie. Happy birthday. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. Amen. Evangelist Biggs, glory to God. Amen. A praiser, amen. A preacher and a reacher. Glory to God. Amen. We thank God for you tonight. Amen. Thank the Lord for everyone. Everyone, amen, that showed your love, whether in song, words, amen, your smile, praise God, just being with us, amen, on tonight, hallelujah, amen, glory to God, amen, and we do shout, happy birthday, Evangelist Annette Bradley, glory to God, amen. I'm thinking of the song that said, I've been through the storm and the rain, amen, but I made it, amen, had to cry sometime. But I made it. Glory to God. Amen. You know, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Cloudy days is now coming to an end. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we praise the Lord for you. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. On this day. This day, amen, that the Lord has made. We celebrate you. Glory to God. We often say, praise God, amen. I got my thrill. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. On the PNN Hill. Hallelujah. Amen. That's where I found it. Glory to God. Amen. I have not been the same. Amen. Since those 2-3 years. Glory to God. Amen. That we came in contact. Amen. With the Prayer News Network on that Sunday night. Hallelujah. Amen. So we praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. For another day. Amen. And just know. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. He is blessing. Amen. The PNN. Praise God. Amen. So we thank the Lord tonight. Amen. Please don't forget about, praise God, amen, the cash out. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The gifts of prayer. Amen. Amen. If you don't know, amen. Glory to God. What to send. Amen. The love gifts too. Praise God. Amen. We can give them to you. Again, amen. Just let us know, amen, and we can repeat it again for you, amen, because we don't want you to miss your blessing. Hallelujah. Don't want you to miss your blessing, amen, and this awesome blessing, amen, the woman of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, amen. So we praise the Lord tonight for you, you, and yes, you, praising God, amen, and we can wind down, praise God, amen, to our words, amen. The words, praise God, amen. Closing out remarks, amen, by our own, praise God, none other than Evangelist Annette Bradley. Happy birthday to you, woman of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to hear.
Oh, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, people of God. God bless you tonight. I tell you, my heart is so full. My heart is so full. I'm telling you from beginning to end. Amen. And I just give God thanks. I give God praise. I tell you, I just felt the presence of the Lord. From the very beginning, I just felt the presence of the Lord in every song. And every word of encouragement. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Y'all sneak some in there on me. Amen. Glory be to God. But I love it. It was truly ordained by the Lord. And I tell you tonight, people of God, I am thoroughly encouraged. I'm encouraged by every word that was spoken. I'm so encouraged, people of God. And I tell you, without God, I could do nothing. Amen. Glory to God. I'm just encouraged. Amen. Amen. By, listen, I'm just going to go down the line. Amen, Jesus, because everything spoken has been so special. Amen. But I'm so encouraged. Amen. By the beautiful solo by Sister Kimberly Dean. I didn't know she could sing so beautifully. Amen, Jesus. She's out the bag now. Amen. God bless you, Sister Kimberly. Amen. And as always, our co-host, Minister Emmanuel, God bless you. Amen, Jesus. I tell you, he's been there from the very beginning. Been there from the very beginning. Amen. Knew this man of God before the PNN. Amen. And just always loved his spirit, always loved his smile, always loved his desire. Amen. For salvation and for the infilling of the Holy Ghost for the people of God. Amen. I'm just almost without words. Glory be to God. Amen. But to certainly give my expression to each of you, Brother Tredarius, I didn't know he could sing like that. Listen, Brother Tredarius, you got me. Amen, Jesus, young man who is really going somewhere, amen, in life. God is doing great things in his life, amen, Jesus, smart young man. And just look upon him, glory to God, and just see the glory of the Lord upon him. So we thank God for him, amen, and my friend, Evangelist Mary. I tell you, she took me all the way back. And I did. I had forgotten about that night in prayer. But I bless the Lord tonight because she stirred it up, people of God. Amen. And this is so beautiful because I had forgotten about that. But when the woman of God began to say, amen, what I said, amen, it all came back. Glory to God. A fulfilled prophecy. Amen. Spoken out of my spirit by God. And I just thank God because he has done just that. Amen. And I just bless God for it. Thank God for you, Evangelist. Amen. For being there. Amen, Jesus. Such a stern, such a solid woman in the Lord. And I just thank God for her. Love you, love you, love you, love you. Amen. Prophet Ephraim. I just thank God for this man of God. I thank God for this man of God. Amen, Jesus. I'm actually there fellowshipping, amen, with them while here in this transition. Amen, Jesus. And I tell you, people of God, the outpouring of God, amen, that is in that place. And like the man of God say, it was a divine connection, and we've been connected ever since. Amen, by the Holy Ghost, and God is doing great things, amen, and it's so beautiful to work with the man of God, amen, long before we met, amen, God had already connected us, so I thank God, amen, for you, prophet, God bless you, we love you, love, amen, the saints there at Outpour, and listen, people of God, you need to come over to the Outpour, amen, come over to the Outpour Worship Center. Amen. Right over there, 2700 Appalachia Parkway. Listen, God got some great things going on over there, and I'm just grateful to be in the mix. Amen. And Sister Robin, Amen. God bless you. Amen. I've known her, amen, Jesus, a long time as well. Amen. In my days when I was in Tallahassee in the Church of God in Christ, just thank God for her. Always sing so beautifully. And I just thank God for you, Sister Robin. God bless you. God bless you. Always willing, available, such a sweet, willing spirit. Amen. And then, amen, just giving God thanks and praise. Amen. For the beautiful solo by Evangelist Diggs. Amen, Jesus. I tell you, God, this is all divinely orchestrated by the Lord. Every bit of it divinely orchestrated by the Lord. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist Diggs. People of God, you may not know, but she is a recording artist. Amen. And she let it out for us on tonight. And I love you, Evangelist. God bless you. Thank God for you. And I thank God for my brother. Amen. The prophet. Amen. The other prophet. Amen, Jesus. Prophet Postel. God bless you, man of God. Thank you for allowing the Lord to use you. Amen. These words of encouragement. Glory to God. Amen. They went deep into my spirit. And I know God is going to fulfill every word spoken. And I tell you, man of God, this PNN has gone through many shifts. It has actually gone through many shifts. And I remember when we first started and I was confiding in Evangelist Stamper and in Minister Ollie, and I begin to see the PNN, and I begin to tell them this is too big. I begin to say, you know, because I saw it like a big freight liner out on the water, the big freight liners. And I used to talk to them, and I used to tell them I can't do this. And I gripe with it because the vision was big, and I gripe with it, amen, until people of God, and I am a visionary, but I gripe with it for so long until the Lord finally showed me myself and the PNN advisors on top of the freight liner. We were on top. It was big. It was huge. And I had comfort because the Lord showed me that he was at the helm. And he began to show me, people of God, that I didn't have to do the driving. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God, because he was at the helm and he was in control. Glory be to God. And I tell you, I vividly saw it. I vividly saw it. Glory be to God. And I finally began to say, we just own this ship of Zion. Amen. Going throughout the earth, going throughout the earth. Amen, by the will of God. And I tell you, and once God began to rest that in my spirit, people of God, that's when I truly begin to see and to understand that I'm not in control. Amen, Jesus. It took the anxiety off. It took the stress off. Glory be to God that I could rest in him, knowing that he had this, and this was his vision. This was his divine purpose for his people. And then I tell you, people of God, I begin to be, it just humbled me even the more to be used by God. So I just bless God. Amen. Again, man of God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen. For the foreword to let us know what God is doing with this PNN. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, and I don't know about you, people of God, but I am determined to go all the way. Glory to God. Listen, we got to hanker down. Amen, Jesus. The winds may come, howbeever. Amen. But I have come to know that the Lord is in control. Amen. So God bless you, man of God. Amen. Likewise, amen. Always encouraged by you. Always encouraged, amen, by what the Lord has given to you. Amen, to be a part of this line. Let me say this, people of God. At one time, our celestial intercessor, amen, Jesus, that we lost one of our PNN advisors, Prophetess Paula Everett, amen. She was, amen, a prophetess that was here on the line, and she was one of the advisors, and I tell you, people of God, she, in the background, this woman of God would always make sure that this PNN was running in line according to the divine will of God. Anything that got out of the way, glory be to God, before the line, before the broadcast ends, she would call and she would hang up. So she would call and hang up and to tell me, call me when you get off the phone. And she would always start out so sweetly, but she would always bring this line to the divine will of God. And I thank God for the woman of God. And now that she's gone on to be with the Lord, I thank God for you, Prophet. I thank God for you, Prophet Postel, because, amen, Jesus, I don't know if you knew it or not, but, amen, the God in you, amen, has been the guiding voice for this line. Amen. So I just thank God for you on tonight. Glory to God. Thank God for all that you are to me. Amen. To this, amen, network. Amen. Jesus, God has not left us without a voice. Hey, glory be to God. So I thank God on tonight. I thank God on tonight for, amen, Jesus, Minister Ali. Minister Ali, like I said, she was here in the beginning. Glory be to God. She and Evangelist Stamper, amen, praying for Evangelist Stamper as well. Amen, Jesus, praying her strength in the Lord. People of God, we need one another. I'm telling you, we need one another. Amen. Always praying. Amen. We may not always be talking to each other all of the time, but I give God thanks. I give God praise as well for this woman of God, Evangelist Stamper. Thanking God for, again, Minister Ali, amen, who has been there. Amen. Always been in her ear. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. She was always encouraging. Woman of God, you can do this. You can do that. The Lord has this. God is in control. Amen. Keeping me grounded. And I thank God for you. Amen. Glory to God for being who you are in my life. Truly a sister indeed as well. And for you, thanking God for you, Evangelist Bond. Amen. Our other co-host. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. I tell you, strong woman in the Lord. Strong woman in the Lord. Amen. A sister indeed. Amen. Jesus, such a beautiful smile. Amen. Such a beautiful, amen. Just the Spirit of the Lord rest upon this woman of God. She's a tried stone. Amen. Jesus has been through a lot of things. But she is here, amen. Even tonight, amen, she surprised me. Glory be to God. I didn't think she would be here. But Evangelist, God bless you. We are praying your strength in the Lord. Amen, Jesus. God got you. He got you. He got you. Amen. So we just give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. Again, for such a beautiful birthday celebration. Amen. You all have really made my heart so glad. And my sister Gwen, amen, don't let me forget about her. Amen, Jesus, glory to God. Amen, Jesus, cannot forget about her. Amen, Jesus, glory be to God. Amen, Jesus, she's a strong, listen, she don't know it, amen, but God has great things for her. God has great things in store for her as well. Amen. And I just give God thanks and I give God praise for her. Amen. Because she's watching. She's watching. Amen. She's watching me and I'm watching her. Amen. Watching to see what God is going to do in her life. Amen. And I just thank God for her. I love her. Amen. I love you. Love you. Love you. Amen. Thanking God tonight for, amen, Jesus, always available, always standing firm, amen, missionary Dorothy Fan, glory to God, amen, Jesus, our prayer warrior, glory to God, thanking God for her, amen, Jesus, I was thinking she was going to sing. Listen, she didn't stop singing. Glory be to God for those little songs that she, those worship songs that she sang before her prayers, amen, they're so precious. Glory to God. So I just want to tell you, missionary fan, don't stop singing. Amen, Jesus, and glory to God. And listen, Sister Mary Hollins, glory be to God. God bless you, dear. God bless you. Amen, Jesus. That scripture reading, amen, really touched my heart in a very special way. Amen. Glory to God. I desire to be, amen, yielded so that the Lord can make me, amen, bring me to be that Proverbs 31 woman. Amen. Glory to God. God bless you, people of God. I love you all so much. And for those that were not able to get on, amen, or that were not on the program, glory to God, just hold tight, hold tight. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. We will be back. Amen. For those of you that are the well wishes that are coming on the Facebook page, amen, I thank God for you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We realize now that we have a greater listening audience on Facebook and the radio side of the broadcast. We have a large listening audience. Now, it's easier because some people are having problems dialing in. So we just want to say thank you to all of our listeners, wherever you're listening from. I thank you, thank you, thank you for the birthday well wishes. God bless you. I appreciate everything that you've done, amen, everything that you're going to do. I thank God for you. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I thank God again for the advisors, the PNN advisors who have pulled together this birthday celebration. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. I tell you, what more could we do? Amen, Jesus, except that we will be gathered together in one place, loving on one another, amen, hugging one another, enjoying ourselves, amen, good food, good laughs, amen, glory to God. But here we are, as the man of God said, amen, here in the spirit. So I thank God for you. God bless you. Again, I love you. I appreciate you. Evangelist Bond, I'm going to turn the platform back over to you, and I thank God for you, and thank God for all that you all have done on tonight. I love you. God bless you.
Amen, amen, amen. Good words, amen. We thank God for you, Evangelist Bradley. Amen, all that you have done, praise God, amen, and just your presence, praise God, and just your praying spirit. Glory to God. We thank God for you. Amen. And we're going to ask, praise God, if Minister, praise God, Booker will come, amen, and give you again, praise God, how you can bless this woman of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Just in case you haven't, and just in case we had some late homecomers, praise God, we don't want you to miss your blessing. Amen. But we'll ask, amen, Minister Booker to come out. Praise God, amen, and give us again, praise God, amen, how we can sow the seed, praise God, amen, glory to God, and that's a good sow in, is Evangelist Bradley, amen, glory to God. So we're going to ask her to come, praise God, and amen, and after she finishes, amen, to dismiss us, amen, glory to God, amen, for tonight, amen. God bless you, Minister Booker. Amen. Amen. Minister Booker. Amen. Amen. Well, we'll talk, amen, a little bit till she comes. Amen. But we're going to, amen, let you know, praise God, amen, that you can send, praise God, amen, the gift, praise God, amen, to Cash App. Amen. Gift the prayer.
God bless,
amen,
bless
you. You, Booker.
Okay. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you all. Once again, I do have thank and I praise God for each of you all taking the time coming out to help us celebrate this great woman of God on this special occasion. to celebrate her birthday and to pin flowers, to pin flowers, to pin flowers on this great woman of God for all of her work and all of her hard work and her sacrifices that she made to make sure she be where she needs to be and helping others. And therefore, tonight, we just want to give thanks. We want to give thanks and let her know how much we love her, how much we appreciate her. In the name of Jesus, for all that she's doing, we honor this great woman of God, Minister Bradley. We honor her. We celebrate her. We celebrate her for her heart for people. And we celebrate her for her labor of love, the labor of love. We celebrate her tonight. We celebrate her, and she gives so much. She gives until it hurts. She gives so much. She go the extra mile. She always show up where she needed, giving no thought of herself. So she makes such a great sacrifice on the behalf of God's people and her family. And we bless the name of the Lord tonight. We bless her. We bless her. We bless the work of her hand. We bless her mind to always, always allow the Lord to rule her body. We bless her finance. We bless her children, her grandchildren. We bless her. We bless her. We bless the work of her hand. We bless her for never giving up, but holding fast to the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We bless her. Strengthen be unto you, my sister. Strength be unto you. Strength be unto you. And happy birthday. But. Now we say all that to get to this. Don't forget. We celebrate. Cash App. Make it sing. Make it chime. Whatever you make it do. It's a birthday celebration. Gift app. Gift of prayer. Hey, don't hang up until you send that cash. Zelle and Net Bradley, 5@gmail.com. Zelle and Net Bradley, 5@gmail.com. Okay, come on, PayPal. PayPal and Net Bradley. .0.net PayPal and Net Bradley at .0.net. All right, now you want to send something in the mail, you want to send a gift card, you want to send some cash, you want to send a check, U.S. Mail, P.O. Box 2281, Quincy, Florida 3253. Once again, send a gift card. You want to send a birthday card with a gift card in it. You want to send, if you just want to send a beautiful gift, however the Lord leads, U.S. Mail, P.O. Box 2281, Quincy, Florida 32353. We want to say thank you again for your participation. Thank God for your patience. Minister Bradley, we love you. We love you. We love you. We appreciate God for you. We appreciate God for you. And happy, 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 happy birthday. And Evangelist Jones, I love you, girl. I love you much now. I love you much. God bless you all. God bless each of you all for your participation and your coming to help us celebrate this great woman of God. God bless you. Don't forget now. On tomorrow night, we'll be back. We'll be back in our 40-day fast, lifting up the name of Jesus. Don't forget. Don't forget. Come back. If you're doing, don't have anything to do, please come back. Come back and help us lift up the name of the Lord. God bless each of you all tonight. We love you. God bless you. God bless you. And good night.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.